You can shut the gate on that one, Maxie. It's the duck's guts.
Over three decades ago, 50-year-old Dal Walter from Michigan set his heart on recreating one of cinema's most iconic cars.
Mad Max is one of my very top favorite movies of all time. And when I was sitting there in the theater and they rolled out the car in the scene in the garage where they first show it to him, I turned to my friend and I said, someday I'll own that car. And he said, yeah, right. Well, 30 years later, I sent him a picture of me next to the car. Just so bad. I mean, just such a bad car.
But to build the replica of the police interceptor, which has so far featured in three films from the Mad Max franchise, Dean first had to get hold of an Australian Ford Falcon.
I flew out to Washington to take a look at it, and when I first saw it, I remember saying, I have never paid more money in my life for a bigger piece of junk.
Undeterred, Dean paid over $120,000 to convert the 1972 Falcon into a convincing Mad Max interceptor.
And this is the heart of the car. That is a 351 Cleveland. It's 450 horsepower. It was built by Proformance Engineering. We spent $12,000 on the engine alone. My favorite thing about the car is probably the engine sound. I considered putting a stereo in it, but that engine note off that 351 stroke to 390 is just so choice that I just like listening to it. The steering wheel is the Max Rob steering wheel that was used in the movie. And you can see in the shifter, it has the lever to turn on and off the blower. One of the interesting things about the car that I get asked all the time is the blower real? And no, it's not, because if you remember in the movie, he would turn on the blower, which is the big scoopy thing, to get more power to the car. A real blower can't work like that. The way a blower works is it's forced air induction, and if you turned it on and off, you would probably blow the bottom out of your engine. So the way this one works is it's on a magnetic clutch. When I pull the lever, it spins up the blower, just like in the movie. If you notice here, it has the RVS radio, just like the one in the movie had. And what Mad Max car would be complete without your handy dandy double barrel shotgun? So we have a replica of that here because these are really illegal, even in the United States. One of the other features of the car is it does have a movie accurate siren. It also has a movie accurate horn. And like the car in the movie, we have a PA system, as a police car would. Hey, you, stop. Hey, you know you're a turkey, like Goose says in the movie. When I first saw the car after it was rebuilt, I was absolutely stunned, absolutely stunned. It took them 5 years to do this, but the wait was worth it. Well, you've seen it, you've heard it, how about we go for a ride?
The Interceptor always turns heads, even on the highway.
You get all kinds of odd looks. You get either, boy, that car looks familiar, or people whose eyes light up and they go, that's the Mad Max car.
I think it's great. It was a great movie. It's a great tribute to the car. I didn't see it first, I heard it first.
Yeah, the car's pretty cool. I think the car's awesome, actually. Brings me back when I was a little kid watching the movie for the first time.
And the cars also attracted the attention of some other Mad Max buffs who were keen to get their hands on the wheel.
I get asked a lot of times, would I sell the car? The car is pretty much priceless to me at this point. Of course, there's always a price. Somebody walked through the door with $25 million, I would pretty much hand them a car. You know, this was such a dream for so long, 30 years, to now be sitting here behind in my own Mad Max Interceptor. It's pretty cool.
But for all its big screen bling, Dean's Interceptor does have its downsides.
I often wonder how it would fare in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, and I think not so well, simply because it gets about 6 miles to the gallon. And you could tell in the second movie Max added those huge tanks. There's a reason for that. This thing sucks gas like it's going out of style. So for that reason, not so well.